Hey guys, welcome back to Unapologetically Myself.
We're back.
We are back and we are ready. We're prepared this time because the last two times we were totally screwed up and didn't have any outline.
But you know what? We got a lot of good feedback on that one.
We did. We should do that.
Because we just wing it.
I know. We should do that more often. I feel like it's better that way.
Yeah, let's throw these out.
Yeah, I know. Throw them out. Throw the cue cards out.
Okay.
But basically, this episode is just about random thoughts because we just, during the day, we just jot down a bunch of stuff and we're like, we should talk about this. We should talk about that. Put it on the pod. Save it for the pod.
Yeah.
So basically, this is more so like beach talk, I'd like to say, because me and my cousins, whenever we go to the beach, we go in the ocean, we call it like ocean talk, and we get into really in-depth conversations when we're in the ocean.
When you're in the ocean, yeah.
And it's like an ocean high. Do you ever do that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know. Yeah, I didn't know.
Like when we were younger, we would go in the ocean and like just like drift and like just talk like deep, deep shit.
Yeah.
So have you ever done that? It's intense. Or so we're gonna call this episode Beach Talk or what you talk about when you're high.
Sponsored by Celsius.
We wish.
Kiwi guava.
Yeah, we wish. Celsius, please sponsor us.
Cheers.
Cheers. We like Celsius. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Drink break.
And no, I never did that.
When
I
never?
I
don't know what it is.
When I was
but
in
it's
the ocean, no, I just like made sure that I survived at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, we would go in and we would talk about the weirdest stuff, but like deep, like intellectual thoughts.
All right.
So that's basically what this episode is going to be about.
Let's do it.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
All right. The first one. Okay. Well, this is a story I have to tell you guys because I recently went to Cape May with my friends as like a get together with my college friends. We try to get together like once a year, kind of do like a little mini trip. We went to Cape May.
I'm very jealous that you do that. I love that.
I know. I think that's good. Like I have like a really close like relationship with my college friends.
Yeah.
Well, and my high school friends, but I have bigger group of friends from college. Like my high school friends, I only have like three close friends that I'm still friends with.
Mm-hmm.
But college, there's like 15 of us and we get together every year. I love them so much. So anyway, we went to Cape May. I leave Steve and the dog home thinking they'll be fine. You know, they'll be fine. Usually when I'm with them, we wake up at 8 a.m. every day, you know, go to work, do what we have to, even on the weekends because my alarm, my like, what is it called? My physical alarm wakes me up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So I just naturally wake up at 8. So anyway, I go to bed. I think this is Friday night with my friends in Cape May. I wake up. I haven't heard from Steve. So the last time I heard from him was...
What time was this when you woke up?
I woke up at like 8.
Okay.
And he'll usually text me and be like, hey, I'm letting Luna out. How was your night? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
The last I heard of him was like, I guess... 11 at night, I guess.
Okay.
Haven't heard from him. I'm like, all right, maybe he's sleeping in. 9 o'clock comes around. Maybe he's sleeping in. 10 o'clock rolls around. Haven't heard from him. Okay. So then I call him. I text him. Hey, is everything all right? Are you still sleeping?
Yeah.
Still haven't heard from him. 11 o'clock rolls around. Now I'm like, okay, that's late for him.
Yeah.
And Luna. Like, what is Luna?
I never sleep past.
No.
8:39.
And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Are you still sleeping?
Okay.
So now I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
Give him
till 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm calling him. I called him, I think, 20 times.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm getting nervous. Now I need to summon the police. No, because I thought something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my friend that I was with, she's like, oh, don't get me involved. But I'm thinking the worst. I'm like, well, what are you thinking? She goes, I'll tell you after we find him.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? What do you think happened? He's like, maybe he got locked out. Maybe he took Luna out at the apartment and he got locked out. I'm like, well, what do you think happened? So here I am thinking he's dead. Like he didn't wake up.
Did she say that she thought I had?
Well, wait.
Okay.
Well, wait.
All right.
So I'm like, I called everyone in the apartment building that we know, like our friend Allison, my other friend David. Like, I'm like, you got to go check on him.
Court.
My other friend Courtney, my other friend Rachel. They're like, all of them, of course, were not at the apartment. They're like, well, when I get back, I'll check. I'm sure he's okay.
Not one person checked on
me. I'm like, are you sure he's okay? He's probably not breathing. Haven't heard from him since 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
He wakes up the next day. So literally thought he was dead. I call my mom, right? This is what she says. My mom, he's fine, Amanda. Click. Call her again. I go, Mom, something doesn't feel right. You got to go check on Steve.
Yeah.
She goes, I will when I after I get my numbers. I got to get my numbers. I'm like, what do you mean?
Thanks, Loretta.
Yeah. She's like, he's fine, Amanda. I'm tired of this shit. Click. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So yeah. Now my heart's like racing because now it's almost 12. It's 12:30.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from, like, I'm like, something had to happen. So Rachel's like, my friend Rachel, he's like, what if he hit his head and he's bleeding out?
Oh, God.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So now all these things are going through my head.
Yeah.
Finally, 1 o'clock. Okay. Haven't heard from him since 11 o'clock at night. That's strange when you live with someone. Okay. Yeah. That wakes up at 8. That's weird. Especially the dog.
Yeah.
He calls me. Okay. At 1. I overslept.
All right. That's not exaggerating.
No, yes,
it wasn't
you did.
1 o'clock.
Yes, it was
12:30. Let me tell my
side
of the story.
It was 12:45.
Okay. Let me tell my side of the story.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, Amanda was away. And
right.
I said to myself, I have these gummies in my side dresser.
Okay.
All right. And I haven't taken any in a while, in a long time. And I said, you know what? Maybe now is a good time to take it.
Maybe now that okay. Amanda's gone.
But these are not normal gummies.
Oh, of course not.
I get these from some random smoke shop in Morristown. And it's not like a real, I would say... What do they call it? Dispensary. It's not a real dispensary. It's just like
it's
a smoke
not,
shop.
It's not a real one?
It's not a real dispensary where you can get like real stuff. They just have...
Well, obviously you can. What are you talking about?
But legally, right?
But it is legal now.
Yes, but this is not a legal dispensary. It's
something
where you get like
other stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
So you're putting them on blast now.
Yeah, but they don't know where it is.
Okay.
Anyway, so... All right, so I go into this... to the smoke shop, and I'm like, all right, do you have any? They usually sell CBD gummies.
Right, right.
Right. These are not CBD gummies.
Yeah, okay.
So he goes into the back and he's like, oh, I have these. And I'm like, all right, well, each bag is 200 milligrams.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Which, mind you,
right?
If you guys don't take gummies,
yeah.
What's like a
5 to 10 milligrams
five to
per
10
gummy?
Per gummy. That's like an okay dose?
Yeah. That's okay. Like that's not going to get you crazy. But
well, depends this, on
the so each gummy was probably like 50 milligrams each.
That's a lot.
That's which is a lot, and you just don't know how much to take.
Oh,
you have
that's
to.
Good,
you have to
Steve.
Sit.
That's great.
So you have to. You have to sit there and be very careful, and you know maybe cut a little bit or maybe like take a little nibble. But if you're doing a little nibble, you just don't know. Like okay, well, how much of this am I actually taking?
Right.
Right. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Now's a good time. I just want to relax. Let me just chill out. She's not here. Everything's taken care of. I took Luna out for the last time. And let me just take a little bite. So I took a bite. And
and he woke up at 1.
No,
the next day.
So halfway through the night, I started to feel it. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I get a text message from your cousin at 3 in the morning. And she just sent like a random text at 3 in the morning. And I was awake. So I was awake at 3 in the morning.
What are you guys texting at 3 a.m.?
It was in our group chat.
Oh, wow.
At 3 in the morning, she sent something. She was like, I'm cracking up at this. I was like, it's 3 in the morning. You're lucky that I'm
well,
awake.
Well, they don't. They're night owls.
Yeah, right. So so I was awake at 3. And I was talking to your cousin. Then I
passed out.
I literally did not. Usually I wake up a bunch of times in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you didn't
not
move.
One time. Not one time. I woke up at 12 o'clock and I go, oh, all right. It's, you know, it's.
You didn't think I
thought it was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, all right. Because yeah. I never sleep that late. So I look over at my phone to see, because obviously, you know, we text each other in the morning.
Right.
And.
How many texts? How many missed calls?
Holy shit. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Why is it 12 o'clock?
Well, yeah, I was nervous.
Yeah. I was like, why is it 12 o'clock? Where Luna didn't wake me up once. Usually she comes over and she wakes me up.
Yeah, she didn't wake you up.
She wakes me up.
Which is also really weird that the dog didn't wake up at all.
She didn't wake me up.
What did you give her a gummy too?
No,
oh my God.
I did not. She didn't wake me up at all, which is very strange. And... Yeah, and I wake up to all these, please text me, please, are you okay? Oh my God, I'm dying. Like, wait, where the hell are you?
I literally was literally 10 minutes from calling the police. Yeah, so. 10 minutes. Because I already called everyone in the building. I called my mom, which she had to get her numbers first. And then she had to go to Home Goods, and then she was going over.
So I get Amanda on the phone, and she's like, "Oh my God, I have everybody looking for you." I said, "Not one person came."
No, not
on the
one
door.
Person. And also, my mom.
Seven people you texted or whatever it was.
My
not
mom
one
had
person.
Five errands to do before she came to check on you.
Not one person came to check on me, and so, but yeah, and I like listen. That gummy was strong.
Yeah, clearly. So we were, that was so nervous. Yeah. But then I was thinking, like, it's so funny how nervous we get mm-hmm. because we're so used to someone answering us right away on the phone.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's so different from, like, how my mom was raised. She's like, because they didn't worry. Like, my dad would be out. They didn't have a phone. And they would just be like, oh, he'll be back. But, like, if say he missed, like, I don't know, say he worked in the city and he missed the train. There was no way back then to get in contact with each other to say, hey, I missed the train.
Yeah, but you just know the person. Like, you have a routine with that person that you know that, all right, I'm going to get texted at 8:30. We're going to talk to each other at this time. Right, like, it just happens, right?
But what,
then they didn't really have phones or anything like that back in the day. So it was just like a normal thing where you go hours on end without talking to each other, unless you are connected to a payphone. Where you have access to a beeper and they
and that's what's so crazy because when I call my mom, she's like, he's fine. He's like fine. She didn't worry at all. But like for me, I'm like, no, this isn't like him. Something's not normal.
And you were like, oh my God, what if the, because I think you thought I took the gummy. I think
you
were like,
I actually now that you say, I think you told me you took a gummy and then I was like, what if it was laced with something?
Yeah.
Like I
Holy
was so
shit.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Oh. Bottom line, don't take gummies, please.
But then, not 200 milligrams.
Not 200 milligrams. No, but, I was nervous.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't have the urgency that we do because we are constantly on our phones.
Yeah.
And I feel like as boomers, they just don't care as much, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's how it was. Like, even when we were
growing up. Well, and my mom's a different breed.
When we were growing
up. She's like, shut the fuck up, Amanda.
Well, when we were growing up, my mom would be like, take a couple quarters and call me when you need something,
yeah,
right? Like, I would be out for 10 hours at a time and then, like,
and
not checking
it
at all.
They wouldn't worry.
Different times.
It's, like, kind of crazy. I almost wish it was like that. Because I feel like we are almost, because we're addicted to our phones and we constantly have constant communication, we worry too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's in our face.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's
that was the first topic.
And,
I had to tell you that story.
So I just want to thank everybody for coming to check on me.
Yeah. AKA nobody.
Yeah. Nobody.
We tried.
How much longer were you going to wait to call the cops?
Oh, I was just
maybe
about
like
to,
another 2 hours.
I honestly was just about to call and then you called me.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
not kidding. I
that's
was
wild.
And my mom's like, "You're sick." Wait, then I called her back and she's like, "You're sick, Amanda."
Come on. That's nice of you.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. But you know my mom. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she doesn't hear from Gary for like 2 hours. She
and
dies.
She cries.
Yeah, give me a break.
She's a softie. Which, speaking of family members, so we have like a very hard critic in the family.
Yeah. We're not going to name names.
Well, yes, but she knows who she is.
She probably doesn't watch anyway.
Well, so it's funny because do you ever have a family member that like I'll be looking through Facebook or Instagram and I'll see a reel of like a random reel and then I'll see that my aunt or uncle or somebody comments and it's like the rudest comment and you just laugh because you know who they are.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing this reel or something of this girl and one of my aunts just wrote ugly.
Are you kidding me?
And it's just like, not that she was ugly, like the outfit she wore was ugly. And she's just honest. She's just brutally honest. And you're just like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like, do you have a family member that you see comment under like somebody else's posts?
No.
No?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. None of my family.
Well, okay. Steve doesn't have Facebook.
Yeah, I don't have. No Facebook.
Well, can you get on that?
No, it's old.
Why?
Why do
I
want that?
I send you stuff and,
no.
and you can't see it.
I had enough. No Facebook.
You've had enough.
No Facebook.
No, well, you
no
know
Twitter.
What? Moms love Facebook.
I'm not a mom. So.
Well, when I become a mom, you need okay. to get Facebook.
No, so I am not. I haven't had Facebook since 15? 15?
2015?
No, 15 years. No. When was? No, college. What was
Since
the college?
You were 15.
No. When was college?
I mean, for college, for
no,
me.
No, it came out.
Was 2007
It came out when I was 19, right? So like around 19, 20. I didn't have it for more than a year. So whenever it came out, I got it and that was it. And then I was
Why? Gone. Why? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I think what happened is that I
did
was.
Did you like MySpace?
I think I was in a relationship and then something happened.
Oh, I know what happened. I know what happened.
What? Tell me what happened.
You didn't link up with her and say you were in a relationship with her. That was big.
Maybe.
When Facebook first came out.
I don't know. It was something about a relationship where it was just like, this is just getting me in trouble. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah. See? No, I remember when Facebook first came out, it was like a big thing that, like, if you were in a relationship, you had to say you were in a relationship. And you could say you were in a relationship and then tag whoever was in the relationship with you. Don't you remember that?
I was a MySpace guy.
Yeah, MySpace. Yeah. Remember Tom? He would always, like, Tom was the creator.
Yeah.
He would always be your first friend.
What a narcissist. He'd, like, put himself in the top 10.
I would do that.
What's the top 10
but
or top 8?
I'm not a narcissist. I just like attention.
What's the top 8? What's the difference?
I'd be like, hey, I'm your friend.
Is there a difference?
No, I feel like I would do that. I mean, who doesn't like attention?
Wait, it was a top 8 or 10?
Just because it was top 8.
Top 8. Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't even know if I had 8 friends to put them at the top 8.
Oh, I did. Like, oh, I did. No. Yeah. No, you know what? But right now, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Back then, I feel like everyone was your friend.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Oh, man. Okay. Well, anyway, you had an incident at the airport. Recently, Steve went away from work.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell him. Tell him about it.
I mean, no, it's nothing really to say. It's just like the chaotic. I just hate the chaos of airports. I just hate traveling.
Kissing.
I know I'm going to get there, but I just hate traveling. I just don't like the whole process of like getting to the airport and going through the check-in.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst. And then how many times, I don't know, you're probably out there. If you flew lately and you went to airports and most likely it's been United. Every time I have a bag to check, to put in my overhead for this reason, because I never check bags. I never want to check a bag. Even when I went to Greece, I don't check bags.
Mm-hmm.
United, every single time.
I know.
Plane is crowded. No more room for the overheads.
Yep.
Every time. And I'm always in group 5. Always in group 5. I don't know how to get up on a higher group. If there's anybody out there who knows how to get on a higher group, let me know. Because I'm always on group 5, or group 4, and I'm always waiting in the back.
Me too.
And every time I get up to the front, it's...
I'm always a peasant. Always. I'm always the last group to get onto.
Anytime I get up to the front, it's like, all right, well, there's no more room in the overhead. You got to check. And I say, son of a fucking bitch.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to, because I want to get on the plane. I'm not going to throw a fit.
Yeah.
But you get on the plane and what happens?
You have to check your bag.
No, yeah, but when you get on the plane, every single cabin is empty.
Oh, yeah. Every
All
cabin
empty,
is empty.
Empty, empty,
I get
empty.
So mad at that, too. And then they make you check your bag.
Right.
I mean, obviously, they don't make you pay, because usually you have to pay to check a bag.
Right.
But because they say, oh, we're all
booked, which is
no, BS. What do they say? We have no space in the
overhead,
overhead bins. You walk on, there's all space.
Space.
You
what
can
are you
fit
doing?
Five human bodies
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, you can.
It's ridiculous.
Not like you thought about that before.
Well, I have, because I was like, I can fit there. I was like, there's like ridiculous. It's insane.
So they got to get that situated, United.
No, they do. All and right, it's been United. The last two times I flew, it happened to me.
Yeah.
And I get so mad. And I would really, really like to know how people get on like group 1 and 2. Is it, I guess it's first class.
No, I don't think that doesn't mean that's first
but
class.
But I don't understand, because it pisses me off. I'm always group 5. Always.
And then, all right, so you get on and then like they tell you there's no space in the overhead. And then what happens? There's like, you have these people that bring their book bag and, or the backpack.
Yeah.
And another bag, and they put that up top. And then they have a stroller. They put that up top.
Oh,
and then
the
it's
strollers.
Like, now I'm the one with nothing.
The people with the strollers.
And then you get up at the end of the flight to get off the plane. And then you have these idiots running from the back in front of you.
Oh,
because
that
they don't
to you?
They don't know how to, like, you know, because you're ahead of them. You're supposed to be able to go. You go first. You go first. You go first. But no, what they do is they go and they try to get in front of you.
Really?
Get in front of
that
you and get in front of you.
Me.
You never deal with those people?
No.
When you get off the plane, the people from the back, they try to get off first and try to get ahead of you.
Sometimes. I don't know. Lately, it's been really like so jam packed that
Happens all the time.
Really?
And
it doesn't really happen to me.
It pisses me off.
Oh, all right? I see
so
that.
So I'm like, I try to get out and like go into the middle. I'm like, you're not getting ahead of me, buddy.
Oh, you get mad.
You're not getting ahead of me, buddy. It's not happening. I don't care if you have a flight in 5 minutes. You're not getting ahead of me. I'm in group five.
And then,
okay, let me get ahead of you.
And then you also said there was a million babies on the way home.
Yeah, thank God. If you don't have noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
You have to invest in them because
Steve texts me. He's like, I swear they went to this. Where did you go?
I went to California.
They went to California and they picked up all these babies and brought them home because they were newborns.
Oh, I've been 30 newborns. On this plane.
There was 30.
Yeah. There was like 20 of them.
No, come on.
I promise 20? You there were 20 newborns on this plane. Okay.
How were there 20?
I don't know how they were. They were. And
that's
they were
insane.
All, they were all on
laps.
When
they were all
too.
Crying.
I don't know.
Do you have to pay for the kid? No.
I don't
if
know.
It's
do
under you, two, I don't think so.
Do you need ID for them? So I'm like, did they just go to California and just pick these kids up and came home?
I mean, because, they might have. You never know. I mean, you could do anything now.
Because it was a big family, and they all came together. And
they had 20 kids.
They had like 20 kids.
No, they didn't.
That's the most amount of kids I've seen on a plane before. All right. So then I had to go get my bag. And then Amanda's picking me up. And then she's like, all right, call me when you land. She's that type of person. Call me when you land.
Well, yes.
No, I don't. You know what time my flight is getting there. You come and pick me up at the time. She goes, no, I perfected this. I perfected it. Call me when you land.
I said, okay. And it would have been perfect.
Right. Hold on.
All right. Go ahead. It would have been perfect.
So I go and I get my bag at the...
And he says,
I go get my bag, and she's like, all right, what gate are you at? I'm like, Terminal A. Nope, was not Terminal A. I go out there, I'm waiting,
he
I'm
said
waiting.
Terminal A, and I would have been perfect. I was there, and he said, okay, I'm outside. I go, okay, I'm at Terminal A. I'm right here, perfect timing. This is perfect. See,
like,
I told you,
picture.
I'm perfect.
No.
He goes, send me a picture. Oh, I'm at Terminal C.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So then it took us an hour to get there because there was so much traffic.
Yeah. And then there are people that go there and what do? They wait. They come and they take their car and they park on the side. And
oh, I hate those people.
And there was one girl that came.
Loathing.
There was one girl that was, I guess, waiting for her boyfriend. Mm. And he comes with his car and he picks her up. The one, I am so fucking stressed out when I'm picking somebody up. Amanda tries, don't kiss me. I'm leaving right away. I'm not kissing you.
Oh,
don't,
you
do not kiss me.
You can't kiss Steve when you drop him off
at
the airport.
We're going and you're picking me up and we're going.
It doesn't matter if you're leaving for a year.
We'll kiss later. You're not kissing me now. What they do, they're making out for 5 minutes in this car.
And I can just see Steve getting boiling.
Yeah, I'm like, what, these fucking kids, what are they doing? Can you believe this? They're still making out. They're still kissing.
They were happy to see each other.
Yeah, but be happy somewhere else. Okay? There's a time and a place.
Be
and
happy
it's not,
somewhere
there's not
else.
In Terminal
Bitter
C.
Bitter Steve.
It's not in Terminal C when you're getting picked up.
Well, that also is like... When in
it's
horror
like they
movies,
haven't seen each
in
other
horror
for years.
Movies, when they're like, "Let's split up, be careful," and then they make out for 2 minutes, and you're like, "He's right behind you." I hate that.
It's like, why are you making out?
Yeah, I'm like, why are you making out? And then, like 2 seconds later, he gets killed.
Yeah,
you're like, well, maybe.
So yeah, that
was
my
was
airport experience. It irked me. Yeah.
Well, now we're back home, and he's safe.
I dread it. I can't. I don't like to fly.
Steve hates flying. But
well, the government
don't...
is shut down and all this stuff, and it's just like it's just a lot going on, and I just don't like to fly in general.
With like every
Just period.
Do you take something before you fly?
No, I should have took that gummy.
No, you probably still like you'd still be on the
it'll
plane.
It'll be like bridesmaids. He's like,
yeah,
Stove. What's your name, Stove?
Yeah, there's a colonial woman on the plane. There's something they're not telling us.
Yeah, so that was it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is some ocean talk, huh?
Is it what?
Is this ocean talk? Is this what you call
it? Yeah, this is ocean talk. Okay, reverse aging I want to talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you could stay one age forever, look-wise, what would it be?
You know what's funny? I saw a...
You saw?
I've seen a TikTok video about this guy saying, no matter whatever you could do, stay alive. Over the next like 5 to 7 years or something like that, because they're going to be able to reverse aging.
Stay alive for 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, because over the next 5 to 7 years, they're going to find technology that's going to be able to reverse aging.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to find that TikTok. Do you know who said it?
I do not know who said it.
Oh.
So I thought this was
all right. So we're good. No more Botox. We're good.
So they say that they're very close to be able to reverse aging. And I think I asked Amanda, I said, oh, well, if you could stay one age for the rest of your life,
right,
like what age would you be? Did you have?
I would want to be like, I think 28, but still have my lip filler and Botox.
Why 28?
I don't know. I just felt like it was fun. I had a lot more energy. And I also still had my gallbladder then, yeah. So I would like it back.
I feel like 28, you still don't know what the hell's going on. I think when you hit...
No, I did.
Early 30s, like 33, 32, I think that's like a perfect age. Because you got all the immaturity out of you in your 20s.
Yeah, but okay. But for girls, we mature a lot faster than guys.
Some of you. All right, let's not generalize. Some of you.
No, it's true. Yeah. Guys actually don't fully mature until they're 42.
That. 42? Yes. All right, I got a couple of years.
I believe, don't quote me, it's either 41 or 42, but it's old.
42.
Older.
Older.
Yes. We're like women, I think it's 35 or something. I don't know. We have to look. We have to look it up.
For me, it would be probably 30, 32, 33 around that. Because I still had a lot of energy. But am I, you know, at the time my career was like really jumping off and you start to become really comfortable and you just stop giving a shit also. I feel like in your 20s, you still give a shit about what people think and stuff like that. For me personally. But like once you hit like 30, 33, 30, that was good for me.
30. Well, yeah, maybe 30. But like, I liked my late 20s though.
Yeah. If you could.
Like look wise.
If you could just stop aging and just live forever.
Yeah.
Would you? Or would you want to?
I think I would want to age.
Yeah.
Well, that's like.
I mean, what else is there to do?
I know.
I feel like, we're going to work for the rest of my life?
How I look forever. I mean, yeah. I guess, yeah, I would want to look young, but like, I don't. You still want to age. I think the beauty of life is aging with your, like,
thing for me is just
partner.
Like, no? I would just. You know, I would, for me personally, it's just about missing a lot of people. Like I would, that's the thing about me. For me, it's like aging is like me is, all right, that thinking, oh, wow, I'm going to miss these people. The people that you grow up with. The people
but
that
you're saying just, you still.
No, I understand.
You could still die, but you're saying you stay this, you look the same. Like you're still.
Like Benjamin Button.
You're still 60, backwards. But you look 36.
36. That's kind of weird.
That is weird, but like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be very strange.
You like can't move, but you look like this young.
Yeah, you would hope that you'd be able to.
I don't know.
You know, take care of all that.
But he really said that between 5 or 7, you can reverse aging.
Yeah. So when
stop it.
But then.
Not reverse.
Yeah, you're not going to like revert back to 25 years old.
Okay.
But it's like basically you're stopping it. I think they did some studies in mice that they were able to.
Oh, really?
Stop that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Poor mice.
Poor mice.
Yeah. I don't like when they do animal testing. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, so stay alive, guys, for 5 to 7 years.
But there's also I've heard that they've been talking about this for a while, so you never know what's true or not.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, close talkers.
Yeah.
I can't stand close talkers.
Do you know a couple?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Really?
I can't name names. But it is just like, whoa, personal space. Like, learn personal space.
Do you think they know that they're close talking?
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think they know? Because sometimes they're oblivious. And I'm like, how does this guy not know that I can smell his burrito he had 5 minutes ago? Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then also, there was one... Mm-hmm. That like they had such bad breath that it's like you need to stand back because it's so bad.
You know, it's a great point. Is like there are people that have bad breath, but you're friends with them.
I don't have any friends that have bad breath.
But listen, would you say something?
It depends on how close I am. Like if that's my family, like,
Lil, what's
like
going
you
on
need
there?
A mint, girl.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But what like a
like if it was my dad, like my dad, sometimes I'm like, dad, you're
yeah,
it smells like
dad. That's your dad. I'm talking about if like you're out meeting with people that you know, but you don't really know them that
if
well.
If I don't know them, no.
Yeah, you just what you say. you just stand back.
Yeah, I stand back.
You give the like the little thing over your nose.
Well, it's bad. Yeah. Like it is bad. Well, it's almost like BO too. Like some people have really bad BO, and that's really bad because I know like I think it was at my last job. It was really bad, and they actually had to bring it up to HR because it was that bad. People couldn't work with him. I'm not kidding. That like really happened.
This is some riveting conversation.
No, I'm just I'm just saying. Like, I mean, you gotta know. You gotta know that. I don't think people who are
they don't
close
know.
Talkers.
No, they don't know.
They don't realize it.
No, they don't realize it. But I hate when they're in their personal space.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, buddy.
Don't do it. You gotta have at least what is it? We should do the COVID distance.
I mean, that's a little far. 6 feet. That's far.
Was it 6 feet?
Yeah, 6 feet.
All right. 3 feet.
Yeah, but some people, well, especially when they get drunk, they're too close to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I got to ask you after. Who's a close talker?
I'll tell you.
I
think you know.
I have a friend, too.
Who, really?
That's like that. I'm not going to name names.
Well, yeah. We won't name names. Okay. This is what you were talking about. Why is it when you get married and then divorced, people say, oh, let them live their life. They were married before.
Yep.
But when you're single and never married, there's pressure and judgment. Oh, she's single. When does she want to get married? All of this. Why is that?
It's something else.
It's something else.
I don't know. It's just like maybe because even like the other day, you still had a comment. Hey, Amanda, are you going to marry this guy?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
All my followers.
Yeah, are you going to marry this guy? Like, what's going on?
Sure. I have people DMs. But if we ever... you need to get rid of him because he hasn't proposed yet.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yeah, some people.
All right. Well, okay. But that's my point. It's just like, God forbid, you know, we ever get divorced or something like that, then you never hear from.
Oh yeah, they
you never hear from them. You're like, oh, all right, well, they gave it a shot.
Yeah,
they gave it a shot.
It didn't work out.
They tried marriage, and then let them live. Let the girl. She wants to be single for the rest of her life.
Out, and then they praise them for going out.
They praise her
and for
going
being
out.
Single.
Yeah, let her be.
But then you
she's divorced. Let her be. Let her live her life. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a certain age and you don't get married and you're not engaged, it's like. What are you doing, girl? Why are you with him? What's going on?
Yep. It's so much judgment.
Why is that?
I think people should just not care. Just let people be happy either way.
That is a great point. I just don't understand why the double standards are there. Maybe it's just like, all right.
Always a double standard.
You just tried it, right? You're just like, all right, well.
I think maybe too, like the whole like, if you want kids, biological clock's ticking and people take that into consideration. And then like once you get married and then you get divorced, they're like, well, let her live. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is weird.
It is weird. Yep. I agree.
Just be happy for someone if they're happy, you know?
To me, it's like none of your fucking business. All right.
Did you guys hear that?
Did you hear that? Okay. Okay. I never sit there with my phone and see a couple together. Or anybody together, like even not in a relationship, they're them by themselves. I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me comment on him and be like, what the hell is he doing? What are you doing with your life, sir?
No, because you're normal. I mean, these are trolls. These are like internet trolls.
Yeah.
They have nothing else to do.
Right.
But comment.
Yeah.
Like, worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Also, didn't mom tell you if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all?
Right, right.
Right. But this is why these people aren't normal. And recently, I've been blocking some of them because I'm like, then you don't like my content. Then get off my page.
Because they say, where's Gary? Where's Gary?
Right. And like, I don't live with my parents. I'm, you know.
Right.
I do still get content with them, love them. It's still a family-oriented page, except for a little fucks here and there. You know, we do have some cursing. But like, so it's not exactly family-oriented.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, and then I put myself in it too because I know my like parents aren't always there and they're not always going to be there. So like I'm integrating my content too. So if you don't like my content, then don't follow me.
Yeah, right. Because it's your page. It says Amanda Carlucci.
Yeah, I mean, it's my page. It started
Carluccio
with me.
Family, right?
Let's just start. My first viral video that hit 3 million was not with my parents.
Which one was that?
Because I started teaching the dances first.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was.
Right.
Okay.
And then it wasn't until, you know, I had a following, and then
the majority of people are nice, right? And
yeah. Oh no, but some people are brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, you just let live, you know?
Let live love.
Let live love. You got to keep, that's it. You got to keep pushing through. Keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't stand this. When people text, I have something to tell you. And then they don't say anything.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but I'll tell you later. I'm like, do not do that.
Don't do that.
Why do you do that to me?
Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
I can't stand that.
I know. I need to know. Once someone says, I have something to tell you, you need to call me right away.
Yeah.
I need to know right now, mm-hmm. right this instant. And no later than
So recently someone did this to me, and I called them right back. They texted me, and they're like, I need to tell you later. I'm like, what? What is it? Tell me what it's about.
Right,
at least
right.
tell me the topic.
Yep.
Because I can't stand, oh, I have something to tell you, and then,
yep.
and then they don't tell me. You got to tell me right away.
I know,
away.
That irks me.
Ugh. Yeah, that happened recently, and I was like, you got to tell me what it is.
Was it anything in particular? Was it good?
No.
Or it was just like
it wasn't even good.
Yeah, if you say something, I have to tell you something, it has to be something
it
good.
It has to be.
It has to be something good.
Dramatic. Not, yeah,
when you start the line.
It has to be a life-changing thing.
When you start the line, I have to tell you something, it has to be good. I have to sit there. I have to grab a drink.
I have to sit on that. This is juicy.
Yeah, this is juicy. I'm going to grab a drink. Give it to me.
Yeah,
what do you got?
It needs to be tea.
I need the drama.
And if it's not tea, don't text me that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Don't say I got something to tell
it's
you.
It's just a regular text.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well,
yes, moving on.
Moving on.
This one's a real. You must have taken a gummy when we wrote this down. I just have on the note, it says, communication is so weird.
Communication is so weird.
Like we can understand each other.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this is the things that we think about when you're high. This is a topic. Things you think about when you're high.
No, but
who was the first one to say, you know what, this is a language. Like this is how we're going to communicate.
I always think it's weird. Like, do people understand? Like, I feel like English has a lot of slang.
Yeah.
Like, do other countries have a lot of slang like that?
Yeah.
It's so weird how we can communicate with each other and understand each other.
Yeah. I mean,
instead of like animals, like they talk like.
But why is like, there even.
Like imagine that's how we talk.
But yeah.
Like we just did noises. Here, like. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Wait, now, mind you, we're not drunk or high. We're completely sober.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm like, all right, so the first person who ever come out with a language and he just opened his mouth and go, ah. He's like, oh, shit, I could speak.
Is that what you think?
I mean, like, how do they know to say something? How do they
like,
know to count?
How did they come up with sounds?
Oh, where did that come? Yeah, where did that come from?
And you know what's even crazier?
What?
They keep adding stuff to the dictionary. Like, how do you get a word added to the dictionary?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to get something added to the dictionary.
Yeah. Well, Eminem got Stan added to the dictionary.
Like, what would be a word that you would want added?
I got to come up with something.
All right. Well, yeah, think about it.
All right, I'll think about it next time I take the gummy. But, but this is the things you think about when you're high. It's like, how did a language come about? How did...
Yeah, because like back in the caveman days.
What are they? Yeah, how
didn't
they
talk like, ooh, hoo? No, like they didn't talk right. They didn't talk proper. Listen to me, they didn't talk right.
Right, they didn't talk
I'm not
right.
talking right either. No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
Like, how did it work?
Very strange. We got to go back and do some research on this and come back next time. Language.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that we brought up. But let's move to our unhinged advice column because we actually have three that we have to go over and they're pretty good.
Okay,
so someone... this was a DM. My girlfriend of 3 years refuses. Blah, blah, blah. Let me start over. This is a DM. My girlfriend of 3 years refuses to post me on social media.
Yeah.
She posts her dog, her food, and everything else, but not me. We had something similar like this. I asked her why, and she said she likes keeping her private life private. It bothers me. Am I overreacting?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think you're overreacting.
3 years, no, yeah. That's...
I think it's strange if you're not. Well, I'll be honest. Somebody didn't want to post me, and he was cheating on me. That's why. So there you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's something.
that's a big, big.
It's a red flag for
big,
sure.
Big, big red flag.
Yeah. Like if you're not posting, you're hiding something. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I would talk to her and be like, it bothers
unless,
me.
Because it sounds like they're not posting anything. They're posting things, right?
Yeah, she's posting her food and her dog.
Right. So she's hiding something.
That's what I think. I mean, mm-hmm. I would talk to her and tell her how you're feeling and just be like, this is making me feel this way. Yeah. And if she loves you, she'd be like, I didn't realize that. I'll post you. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if she still says no,
yeah,
I would.
There's something going on.
Yeah. I would think about.
Either she's not, I guess she doesn't want to call you her boyfriend to the public.
Yeah.
And advertise you as such.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a red
you
flag
should be,
in and itself.
Right. Right? But you should be almost like.
Yeah. Showing your
showing her
other.
Off
right,
or
right,
showing
right.
him off.
Yeah,
this is part
of my life. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm proud to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one. Good luck, buddy, though. We love you. My fiance admitted he doesn't like my maid of honor. Ooh, my best friend. Okay. My fiance admitted he doesn't like my maid of honor, my best friend since kindergarten, and doesn't want her in the wedding. I can't imagine the day without her. What do I do?
No, he's got to suck it up.
He's got to compromise with that one. Sorry. Like, that's your best friend since kindergarten. Like, suck it up.
Yeah. They got to suck it up.
Like, what? It's, you can't.
Yeah. It sounds like they're going to be hanging out at
yeah,
the wedding
like,
anyway. You know?
Like, tough shit. She's in the wedding.
Yep.
Okay, moving on.
Move it on. Easy.
Easy peasy. I went through my boyfriend's Amazon orders, don't judge, and found a necklace that wasn't for me. When I asked, he said it was a gift for his coworker's birthday. Should I believe him?
Yeah, what the?
That's weird.
What?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Okay.
I just like, why are you ordering a...
That's odd. Okay, first of all, a necklace is like very intimate. Mm-hmm. Like if it was like something funny that like everyone was chipping in on, I would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'll be honest, sometimes I have to buy stuff for my work through Amazon, but it's not for somebody's birthday and it's not as intimate as a necklace. Like an intimate is very, right?
Yeah.
Personable.
Yeah.
I would talk to him about that.
Personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. He messed up. He messed up. Yeah. I don't think he didn't think that she was going to get it. Or maybe he's saying to her, it's not yours. And then he's going to gift it to her. No?
Maybe. But I'd be waiting for that necklace. I'd be like, where the hell is it?
Why'd she open it up?
Well, no, she went through my boyfriend's Amazon orders. See, I was...
Oh, the orders on like...
well, I
when
was
you go
thinking
the,
maybe
they
have a joint account online.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought you meant like she
But if he knows that she has access to that, why would he...
Maybe he doesn't know.
I don't know.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely shady.
Right?
I mean, even if he said that, he's like, all right, no, I bought it for my... What are you talking about? You bought it for your coworker? Like, unless it's a... what is it? Christmas?
Like, unless,
what do they call those Christmas...
Unless it's like a gag gift and it's a funny necklace. Like, what kind of necklace was this? Like a...
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I think we're trying to justify it. I would just ask him.
But, you know, sometimes when you have those... what are those? On Christmas time, you have the gifts where you give everybody a gift.
Yeah, a white elephant.
White elephant.
Yeah, but if it's a white elephant, you're not going to get a necklace. There's guys in the white elephant.
Yeah, but you always you can also have a person, right? Like,
oh, like a Secret Santa.
Right, Secret Santa. But it's not.
Oh,
it's not Christmas
okay.
Time, so.
If it's a Secret Santa,
yeah, that's different.
We need more.
Yeah,
details
more
on this.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
but
like
it's not Christmas, you know.
Yeah,
it's not that time yet.
But like, I feel like if you had to get a gift for a Secret Santa, it was a girl, you would be like, I need your help, Amanda.
I guess, yeah.
What do you mean you guess? Wouldn't you bring me in to help you out?
I mean, if it's like a $20 thing, I don't mind. Like, why am I going to, you know, I'm just going to get something.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be a necklace.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a little, right? It's a little weird.
Yeah.
All right. Any other, that's it for our unhinged advice column.
Is that right?
That's it.
Okay.
Any other topics?
Can we talk about what's his name on Dancing with the Stars that's still on it?
Oh, Andy.
He's like dying to get kicked off.
No, I know. His reels and videos are hysterical.
Yeah. He's dying to get
kicked
out.
And now I know why he's still on, because people love him. Like, he's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he'll do a video where he, like, went into the producers and it's like, I'm still here. Like, yeah, yeah. And they're all like, yeah.
And but people are really getting pissed off that he's still on. Like, I mean, it's voting. I mean,
no, I know.
There's a combination between voting and dancing.
I mean, people
and,
love him because he's funny.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I'm very shocked that he obviously is still on.
Well, yeah.
How many people are left, do you know?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head.
No.
But
obviously your front runner right now is Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney's really good from Mormon Wives.
And then the guy, the...
Oh.
Erwin.
Erwin is good. Alex Earl is good. And so is Dylan. Dylan's really good too.
Right.
It's like hard competition this year.
Yeah, they're really stepping up their game this year.
They really are.
Yeah.
In other news, Bravo. Are there any new shows we should be watching?
No, but it is. I am enjoying watching Vanderpump Rules with you all throughout again.
Yes. Okay, yeah, guys. So I am now restarting Vanderpump Rules. So yeah. We are on season two. How many seasons are there?
Maybe
eight.
No, maybe 10.
10. Oh my god.
They've been on for a while.
So it's gonna be a while.
Yeah.
Because I never watched it. I was never a Bravo girl. And then this one got me hooked.
I was a Bravo girl.
You are a Bravo girl.
Yeah.
And he's now got me hooked. I'm also, I don't know why, but during Halloween, I love scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to come out after Halloween, but all we have been doing is just going home, watching scary movies, and our dog hates scary movies. She puts herself in the corner and she puts her head to the wall. It's the cutest thing. And then she'll have one ear up and one ear down and so sad.
Yeah.
But it's just the cutest thing.
I didn't know that, you know, they can.
No, you can
that.
Tell she has anxiety.
Yeah, I didn't know
so
that
we have to put
that.
Bluey on for her after. Also, dogs
her,
love Bluey for both of us.
There are some scary ones that we've been watching.
I know.
There was one, if you guys have Tubi. What is it called?
Tubi?
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 Is it Tubi?
Tubi? T-U-B-I.
It's called Haunt.
Haunt.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And what else have we watched? Oh, we watched, it's the number one movie on Netflix right now. It's called
House of Dynamite.
House of Dynamite.
Edge of the Seat
it's
type
that
of scary
I had
shit.
Anxiety the whole time. Yeah. It's about... A nuclear bomb hitting Chicago.
That's it.
And that's all I'll give you.
Yeah.
But it's...
The possibilities of that actually happening.
Scary.
Yeah.
Because then we listen
It just goes to show you that nobody... If you watched it and now you're listening to this, it just goes to show you that no one knows what the fuck they're doing. You know, we have these people that are in charge or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, when you growing up, you thought your parents had it all together.
No, they don't.
No, right.
Yeah.
But you grew up thinking that all the adults had it all together.
Oh, yeah.
They know everything.
And you know what's
and then you
crazy?
Get older, you're like, they didn't know shit. How the hell did we survive?
Yeah. You always think people with like kids always have it together.
Yeah. No.
Like, wow, they're so. But
everyone's just like getting by. And obviously they in the government, they have protocols that they have to follow in order to try to keep us safe. But at the end of the day, it's more about, okay, well, let's just try to make the right decision. And I think that's has something to do with, you know, growing up too, when you watch your parents and you're like, oh, they had it all together and they're going to protect us. But meanwhile,
I still think my parents have it together.
Right, but they just winged it just like we are. Right.
Of course.
Right.
And that's really all life is. You're just
winging it.
Trying to wing it.
Yep. You're just winging it by.
Just winging it.
Yeah.
Just trying to get by. Mm-hmm. I mean, now we're just trying to get by. It's crazy right now.
Yeah.
Like we're just talking about how hard life is right now.
Yeah. You know, we do come on here and we try to make light of just trying to make people forget about their everyday lives and maybe make a couple of people laugh if you do find us a little bit funny.
we think,
but
we're
yeah, you know
sometimes.
What? It is even you know it is hard out there. It's expensive to live.
It
and,
is. Well, it's like every time you go to the grocery store now, you spend $100, and then you go home and you're like, for what? I didn't buy one thing.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah, the other day
I bought like toilet paper mm-hmm. towels, one thing of food that literally I'll eat in a day, and it's like you bought five things for $100, and you're like, what? Like how, and then I sit there and think, and I'm like, how do people do it with four or five kids?
Mm-hmm.
How? I'd be crying every day.
Yeah. But again, they just wing it and they make it work.
I know. I know. That's what people say. You just make it work.
But you know, if you're feeling stressed out or, you know, sometimes you get a little bit burnt out by mm-hmm. life, you know, you're not alone. We go through that every single day. So,
yeah. You know, so send us a DM. We're here if you want to talk, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we just talk in the car. We're like, damn, you know, we're working so hard. We have like 2-3 jobs.
Yeah.
You're like, you think we'd be able to buy a house? We're like, maybe when we're 60 years old, we'll be able to.
Yeah, so you're not alone. And
yeah, so you're with us.
You're with us. And, you know, it's just... Don't try to compare yourself to other people.
I know it's hard, especially with the social media. And especially, like, you only see a highlight reel of people's lives.
Yep.
Like, and it's funny because people are like, oh, Amanda, I thought you did this full time. Like, no, I still have my 9-to-5. Yeah. I have my podcast. I have this. Like, I'm hustling just as much as you're hustling. Like, we're all just trying to make it by. And unfortunately, in Jersey, in New York, you need more than one job to survive.
Yeah.
I think they said in order, and it's not how it was years ago. Like,
yeah, you talk to your parents and they're like, wait, what are you talking about? Yeah. You guys made a lot more money than we did back in the day.
Yeah, but
Well, comparably speaking, the housing per your salary ratio was not as much as it is today.
Right, so I think now they say in order to have the same life as your parents, between the both of you, you need to make between $250,000 to $300,000.
Right.
And that's a lot. Like, to make it by.
Just to make it by.
Just to make it by. Like, you're not going to be going on vacation all the time. That's just to make it by.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, I know a lot of people that don't make that and have, like, between two people.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So
yeah.
it's hard.
It is hard.
It's not easy.
And don't believe everything that you see on the internet.
Yeah,
because,
don't.
You know, I'm not from this world. I'm not from the social media influencer world.
You are now.
World. okay. But I go to these events with Amanda and, you know, there's a lot of good people in it. And there's also people that are not who they say they are.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
And so take it with a grain of salt
Don't believe everything. Yeah,
don't believe everything.
Says.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
because I've learned the hard way. People will make promises and then don't stick to them.
Yep.
Especially in this industry.
Yeah.
But yeah. So sorry to end on a.
No, but I think it's important. It's important to talk about because I know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going through hard times.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Especially now. So. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to just ignore it and just like put our head in the sand and not talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we try to be, light here and not really bring up that stuff. But just want to let everybody know that, if you are going through something, you're not alone and we're here for you too.
Yeah. And you can always DM us or message us. Just talk to us.
Yep.
We respond back. I promise. It might take a while, but I'll get back to you. I promise.
Yeah. Man is good at that.
I am. I really set a time even the to
people
answer.
Even the people that are in her DMs that are nasty. She still has a way
you
to
know
calmly
what I do?
Respond.
I calmly respond.
Yeah.
Chat helps me a lot with those. I'm like, how do I respond to this in a nice way?
you're referring to chat as like a name now?
Yeah.
Chat? Oh, God.
Yeah, they do that on Love Thyinator, and I love that. So now chat's my friend.
That's your new show.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. If you haven't watched it yet, I highly recommend. It's on Hulu, Love Thyinator.
Mindless TV, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so chat helps me out, and I'll give them a little love. Because you know what? I just... Give them kindness back because that's let it flow. Let it flow.
Go. It kills them.
Like Bob, kill what's them. His name? Bob Ross. Let it flow. Just let it flow. These are happy trees. Happy trees.
How many gummies do you think he was on when he was doing that show?
500 milligrams for sure. But yeah, so that's it for today, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back and joining us. If you like what you heard, please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment, like.
Mm-hmm.
Please also listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Have a good
one.
Bye. Bye.
Mwah.